Hare Krishna. So I was asked just to share a few thoughts. The other morning I was listening to a lecture from Srila Prabhupada at an initiation ceremony. He was speaking about the 10 offenses. And when speaking about the first offense, one should not blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to propagation of the Lord's holy name. Prabhupada said this means we should not criticize others following different religious traditions. He said there's no benefit in that. That's also blasphemy. So just reading from the ISKCON statement in relation to people of faith in God, quotes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in this connection, it is not proper to constantly propagate the controversial superiority of the teachers of one's own country over those of another country, although one may, nay one should, cherish such a belief in order to acquire steadiness in a faith of your own. But no good can be effected to the world by such quarrels. Sri Chaitanya Sikshamrita. Prabhupada also writes in purports to Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-24. Another important point mentioned in this connection is anindaya, avoiding blasphemy. We should not criticize others' methods of religion. A devotee, instead of criticizing such systems, will encourage the followers to stick to their principles. And one last reference to this, in regards to avoiding the offense of blaspheming devotees. Prabhupada writes 5:26-15, quote, it doesn't matter which set of religious principles one follows. The only injunction is that one must follow them strictly. Whether one is a Hindu, a Mohammedan, or a Christian, one should follow one's own religious principles. So when we're chanting, we should avoid blaspheming devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagation of the holy names of the Lord. We should try to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and broaden our concepts of making sure we're also not blasphemous against others who are following other traditions according to their teachers. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.